98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks. With Adrian Kennedy.
Something that I know annoys an awful lot of people is when other people park on the curb. Particularly if you're a wheelchair user or you're someone who pushes your baby in a pram or a buggy. How much does it annoy you when cars park right up on the curb, blocking the path, and maybe you have to use the road? It's so dangerous if you have a buggy or a wheelchair. Does it happen that much? And what should be done to combat this? What kind of penalty should be in place for people who park on the curb? There are laws against it, but I don't think you'll ever hear of anyone doing time for it or even being fined for parking on the curb. Well, over in the UK, they're about to launch a big crackdown on motorists who park up on the path, whether they're there for hours holding up traffic or if they've just nipped into the shops. Because I think, look, put your hand up. We've all been guilty at one time or another going, listen, I'll just park here for 2 minutes. I just need to nip in there. It's lashing rain or whatever. So if you have done that, admit to it, because I do. I think everyone is a lot more guilty. It's quite easy to point the finger and say, oh, there are terrible people that do that. I think everyone has been guilty of being inconsiderate at one time or another. But what do you think the penalty should be? And I would love to hear from you if this is something that regularly affects you. Now, someone who is going to speak to me about this now is Nessa Hurrigan. She's Green Party TD for Dublin Central. Nessa, thanks for your time on Dublin Talks today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Really good of you to come on, because I know that this is something that, you know, a lot of people might think, ah, it's not that big a deal. No, it's something that affects an awful lot of people in around Dublin.
Well, this is it. And I think the reality is that it affects different people in different ways, and it affects different communities in different ways. So if you live in an inner city area, or, you know, if you live near a pitch, or if you live near a school, you probably find pavement parking or parking on the footpath is something, you know, that you notice all the time. Whereas if you live somewhere quieter, it's probably not that big a deal to you. But it definitely has a bigger impact on particular communities, but also then, as you say, on different people. Like if you have a buggy and maybe a toddler holding onto that buggy as well, or if you are a wheelchair user, or like my own child, a white cane user, the fact that a car could be on the footpath, you know, can really change your use of your street, of your area, and it can change your day. You know, some people have to go home if someone is blocking their footpath and they're in a wheelchair. So it really affects people differently.
Talk to me a bit about Dublin blockers, Nessa.
So before all politics and before all of that, actually it kind of led into politics. I took a career break and stayed at home with my little girl, who is visually impaired and is hard of hearing. And when she was 3 and 4, they started her on her white cane. Now, obviously, because she's hard of hearing, she's doubly kind of vulnerable, because she can't even hear where the bus or the car is coming from. And we were told, look, here's her little cane and go off every day and practice. And we live in Cabra, and a lot of people would commute into the city, and the parking in Cabra isn't just Cabronians, I don't know if that's the word, but like, you know, people would commute in and maybe leave their car in Cabra and maybe get the Lewis or whatever. And we found that, God, all of a sudden we realised it's not easy to get around if you're in any way vulnerable, or, you know, if you're unsteady on your feet. A lot of older people, you know, would find it difficult to get around the footpaths. And it did get me exercised, and I, instead of, let's say, ringing the clampers all the time, which I have to say I'm not a huge fan of clampers, and I don't like that thing of like ringing up and being real aggro every day. I found that it was kind of really like a negative thing to do. So I set up Dublin Blockers, which is just a little Twitter page and a Facebook page where we would just tweet when there was somebody who was blocking the footpath. Look, here's an example of how not to do it. Here's an example of how not to park, and kind of just bring awareness to it. And it kind of fed in to other, you know, people's work. There's Make Way Day that the DFI, the Disability Federation, organise, and that's actually on the 26th of September coming up, which is just about kind of making people realise like what they're doing. And you're exactly right, we've all done it. Like we've all like been caught out, and you know, you've the kids in the car and you need to run into the shop. Everybody, whether you're a motorist or a pedestrian or a cyclist has acted in some way that's kind of thoughtless at one time or another.
Yeah.
And the more that we kind of just talk about it and point it out to people, I think it's just putting it on people's radar that, look, you could actually be changing somebody's day here. You could be making their life a lot harder.
Yeah, it's that awareness, isn't it? Like, I never paid attention to parking beside a car if you noticed if they had a car seat in it before, you know, for a child, thinking the parent might be trying to put a baby into that car seat. Now that I have a child, I'm like, oh, yeah, you have to give them a bit of space. Like, thank God for parent and baby parking spaces. But you don't think about things until you're faced with it yourself.
No, and look, like, I was working in kind of design and construction and everything, and you would think that, and I was teaching and all about, like, how to design cities and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't until I had a little girl of my own who I felt, hang on a second now, she can't even walk down her own street. That's not right. You know, I know people have a right to drive and to move around their world too, but she has a right to walk down her street, and that you have to balance it. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's no hard and fast rule. Like, I'm personally not that worried if people, you know, actually have two wheels on a footpath, a blanket ban. It's more about making people think, well, could somebody get past there? There's an ad for cyclists at the moment where they ask you to give a little bit more space to the cyclist.
Yes.
And I think we should have that same ad for pedestrians, because you know, is there, like, maybe a meter and a bit that a wheelchair could get past? Because some footpaths are really wide, and you know, there's space there, and sometimes they're not. And if you put two wheels on a footpath, it can completely block the footpath, and in other times it won't. So I think people just have to engage a little bit with what they're doing. It's not necessarily that we need kind of blanket bans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point, and really good to speak to you on Dublin Talk today, Nessa. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Good to have you. That's Nessa Hurrigan there, Green Party TD for Dublin Central. And I would like to hear your thoughts on that. Unfortunately, a lot of people aren't aware, and a lot of people don't like to consider others, because we get caught up in ourselves, we get caught up in what is affecting us and, you know, what we need to do in the moment. Unfortunately, do we need to be hit with bans or fines? Motorists over in the UK are facing £70 fines for parking on pavements under new plans to promote walking in towns and cities. And an all-out ban on pavement parking across the UK will be considered by ministers under proposals that are published today. What are your thoughts on that? Do we need something similar here? Do we need to get a little tougher on people who park on pavements? And maybe, like Nessa, you have someone in your life who needs that bit of space on the pavement. Would you be as understanding? Let me know your thoughts. We have Sean on the line. Hi, Sean, you're on 98FM.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Good to have you, and good to speak to you, Sean. Is this something that bothers you?
Definitely. I mean, I'm a wheelchair user, and it really does bother me. There's one particular road that I used to work on work in nearby, and I witnessed people parking on footpaths like there's no tomorrow, and it's disgraceful. I definitely feel that there should be more stringent laws enforced regarding this, definitely.
Do you think, Sean, that it you have to hit people in their pockets? It has to be fines. It has to be, you know, something that people will pay attention to. Is it enough to say to someone, look, that's not very considerate? Like, do you call people out?
I feel with that kind of thing, it's kind of difficult to call people out on it, because they leave their car there and you don't know who the owner of the car is. So it's kind of difficult in that respect. But definitely there needs to be more done, definitely.
I remember I parked somewhere once. I was in a car park, but it kind of wasn't a space. And I parked and someone left me a very strong worded note afterwards, just pointing out how inconsiderate I was. And it was kind of a similar situation to the one I mentioned to Nessa, where the person parked beside me wasn't able to open their door properly. So that was obviously very frustrating for them. And it was only when it was pointed out to me. I think sometimes people just need to have things pointed out to them. But
definitely.
You know, because, like, talk to me a bit about, you mentioned you're a wheelchair user. Like, how much space do you need with the wheelchair that maybe people don't realise?
I also drive.
Okay.
So how I get my chair, it's a manual chair, so how I get my chair into my car is I dismantle the chair and I put it beside me in the passenger seat. So the reverse of that, I need quite a lot of space to get my chair. And like, it's a fairly small chair, but it's amazing. You know, it just needs that space. Recently, I parked near my local library, and it was a disabled space and everything. But there was a car parked beside me, and I was able to get back into my car all perfectly. But it was very, very tight. So it just, that bit of room makes all the difference.
Mm. Like Nessa said earlier on, it can really affect someone's day. Sean, great to have you on Dublin Talks today. Thanks for your time. Good to speak to you today. I'm asking today your thoughts and opinions on people who park on the curb, whether it's for hours on end or just to run into the shop, because over in the UK they're going to introduce new fines up to £70 for parking on pavements and an all-out ban on pavement parking. Well, Philip has been in touch and he says he doesn't think it's that big a deal.
Look, they can just go to the other side of the road. It's not that hard, is it? Like, if you're outside the chipper and you probably is lashing rain, you might just want to park on the path just for a few minutes to get a single of chips, isn't it?
You just want to nip in and get your chips. Your thoughts on Philip, please. Just go onto the other pavement, onto the other side of the road. You can send me a WhatsApp voice note now on 087 798 98 98. And Shay is on the line. Hi, Shay.
How are you?
Shay, you are someone who has to park on the path.
Well, it's not all the time. I'm out and about there working as a plumber. I was just saying to your research there, an awful lot of modern houses in the States, they have no driveways. The roads to them are so narrow that two cars barely fit by. So when you come to do a job in a house, you have no choice but to pull up onto the path. Because if you stay in the road, you're blocking the road to the cars as well. Now, I try to be half and half. I try to leave enough for people to get by, but enough for cars to squeeze past as well. But there's a lot of houses in the States you just have no choice but to pull it up on the path because you simply don't have room to go anywhere else. And even if you go into town for doing a call in apartments in town, there's no parking in apartments, especially for a van. Because if there's an underground car park, it'll fit a car. It won't fit a van. So you're sort of reluctant to say, I have to park outside the block of apartments on a path, because if I try to find a loading bay or some kind of legitimate place, you could be a half a mile away from the apartments before you get a parking space.
But just walk.
Yeah, but if you've got tools and equipment and a boiler or a cylinder or something, you walk with carrying all that kind of stuff, then you forget something in the van. You've got to walk all the way back to your van to get, say, one spanner or one bit of equipment and walk all the way back again.
I know, but there could be someone in a wheelchair that has no choice. Like, they have to go on that footpath.
No, I understand. I'm saying you avoid it as much as humanly possible. But there are times where you don't have a choice but to pull up half. Now, I'm not saying block the path completely. But if you go a lot of these modern housing estates, the footpaths are narrow, there's no driveways, and the roads through them are as narrow as they come. They're two car wide, and that's it. Because the more houses they can fit in, obviously, the better it is for them.
Shay, I can sense the frustration in your voice. Is this something that people ever have a go at you about?
No, I mean, I've never been pulled. The people I know have gone past the van in single file because they can't get past in double file, and I've seen them. But I don't, if I park in the road, cars can't get by. So you kind of do a half and half, and you're saying there's enough there for somebody to get past, and there's enough there for a car to get past. But if you left it on the road to the housing estate, you'd have cars coming both ways waiting for each other just to get round you. And then if one other car parks on the other side of the road in the same estate, then you've got a slalom going on. Because you've got to go around one and then jerk around and then go back inside the other. Do you know what I mean?
It is very
difficult. And I see it more times, these housing estates, they're squashing so many houses in and giving them no driveway. No, nothing, just to fit a house in. So what do you do? Where do you park?
It's the planners now. It's their fault.
If you gave those roads to the housing estate another half a car or a car's width, but then they won't fit as many houses in. But giving them no driveway, they can push them forward. Giving them a little back garden, they can push them forward, and they can fit more in behind. It's crazy.
Good to have you on Dublin. I'm not laughing at you. I can just sense how frustrated you are with this.
I know. I understand people in wheelchairs, and I do get that, and I do try to be. I've never blocked the pavement completely, but there are times a car has to park up on the path just to stop blocking a whole road. That's the fact of it.
All right. Thanks very much, Shay. Good to speak to you today.
See you. Bye-bye.
Plumbers. You know, they need your understanding. Shay says it's so hard sometimes. He tries to go half and half, but he has to. If he parks on the road, he'll block the road. If he parks the path, he's blocking the path. He can't win. What are your thoughts on this one? We had Philip on the line a minute ago saying it's no big deal. Park on the footpath. What are your thoughts? Leave me a WhatsApp voice note. I'm on 0877 98 98 98. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
You're welcome back to Dublin Talks. It's Lauren Kelly in all this week for Adrian Kennedy, and we are discussing parking on the footpath or up on the curb. Does it bother you? Is it something that affects you regularly? Get involved in the conversation. There's been a number of people saying sometimes you don't have a choice, you know, you've just got to park on the footpath. Do you agree with that? 0877 98 98 98. Drop me a WhatsApp or a voice note if you would prefer. Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Susan. You're on 98FM. What are your thoughts on this one?
Okay, I'm so frustrated by this with the whole cars thing, parking up on footpaths. I only had a situation at the weekend. I was in our local village, Kilcock, and we were coming, the footpath's lovely and wide, and then this car decides to park up right up onto the footpath. So I had to sit then in the wheelchair for a good 20 minutes while we waited on the person to come back to the car. Like, for all we knew, that person wasn't going to come back, but there was no way for me to avoid, you know, to go a different route because the curbs were too high. I couldn't get down with the wheelchair. So it just made, for me, it actually puts me off going out on the wheelchair, if that makes sense, because I'm afraid of stuff like that. Or like in, a lot of places are not suitable anyway for wheelchair users. I know that now that I'm using a chair. And like, for instance, even in my own village, you know, it's all the time that we see people parking on the path or just even using the curb a little bit. It makes it very tight for us to get through with our chairs. But then, like, I know the people are only saying it's only a few seconds, but then when you're, like, we're running into the shop, but what about the person? What if they had a toilet need or something and they needed to get to their place or to an appointment and you're left sitting there for God knows how many minutes or whatever waiting to get by? So it's very frustrating because even like I'm in my own village now and I'm looking and there is cars parked up on footpaths and I have to use my chair now and I'm thinking, okay, well, I can't go. It's like I need a map for the day. Right, I can't go that way because that's, you know, not suitable for my chair or there's cars parked that way. So I always find myself going the long route around my village where I know people don't park because it's too far to walk into the little shops, which I think is funny.
Yeah, and someone made that point earlier on. They were like, oh, but if I park there, I think it was Shay. And I appreciate, look, Shay was just trying to clarify like what his day entails. But he was like, if I park here, it means I have to go back and forth and I might have equipment and walk. And I was kind of saying to him, yeah, but someone in a wheelchair doesn't even have that luxury that they might have to walk around the long way.
Yeah, no, like, as I said, we had no, now, lucky my mum was with me and she was able to go across to the shop and ask, was there anybody there that owned the car? Because we didn't know, right, should we stay sitting here? And of course, like that, it's like I was bursting for the bathroom. So it's very hard and our house was just up the road. But like, I couldn't get by. That's the thing. I could not get by. The only way I could get by is if I went all the way back down towards the village and then tried another footpath route. Because I have to go to a footpath that's low enough for my chair to get down because it's a motorised chair. So I need to make sure that there's enough room for me to come down. Like if it's too, I know a lot of people say, oh no, your chair will get down that. No, I have to think of the motors and the control panels underneath my chair. So like there's so many things. To be truthfully honest, I was one of those people that probably did a sneaky park up on the path years ago. But now that I'm a wheelchair user myself, now I see why we need to think about the people with chairs and other walking aids because it's unfair. And it's only now that I'm in a chair that I realise that.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you coming on today, Susan. Really good to speak to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Susan, I think, you know, has put that so well. She's like, look, we don't consider what other people might have to deal with, but to have to map out your day and plan your route, it's something that so much of us, we just take for granted that, you know, you can just hop on and off the curb. It's not that easy for everyone. We're getting a number of WhatsApp voice notes in about this. Aideen is very, very angry.
People who park on the curb and say that it's not a big deal are so selfish. There is no need to park on the curb. There is plenty of parking spaces. You're just being lazy. Park around the corner. There are people trying to get by in wheelchairs, people with buggies, people with small children, or people who genuinely just don't want to walk out onto the road. Park your car in a parking space. Don't be so rude.
Don't be so rude, says Aideen. Park your car in a parking space. Would you agree? Now, we've had a few people getting in touch saying what they've been fined for. Here's Elaine.
I park on the footpath along with about 30 other cars. We're there for no longer than 15 minutes just while collecting kids from school. I received an €80 fine in the post one day for it. And the path is wide enough even for a double buggy to fit down while the car is fully on the path.
And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that because, you know, it to you it's just 15 minutes, but we heard Nessa say that earlier on, that there are certain areas where people park a lot. There's like concerts nearby, maybe you live near a certain venue, and this is constantly happening. Would you have much sympathy for Elaine? And we have Jean as well, who got fined for similar.
I recently got fined €40 for parking up on a footpath up near the waterworks in Talla. I had left loads of space for either a wheelchair or a buggy to get past. I was probably the last car at the end of all the cars that were parked in the same area. My issue is that the waterworks is a public space that was open during COVID-19 or COVID, and there was a public car park which was not opened. So it's a catch-22. I parked safely. As I said, I left room for buggies and a wheelchair, but I couldn't park in a public space.
So you're getting a lot of thoughts on this one. Some people feel, not that it's not a big deal, but if you park safely and you leave space, then it should be okay. What do you think? Tina is on Dublin Talks. Hi, Tina.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks very much. Tina, what have you got to say?
So my partner, he's a traffic warden, and there's been times when he's been on the phone with me and he's asking people obviously to move their cars off the footpath for wheelchair users, and the abuse that he gets is just, it's unbelievable. He's been threatened, he's had to go to the guards and everything over certain things. It's been that bad. There was a van parked on a footpath one day, and this lady had to go around it, but when she went around it, she fell and she actually banged her head, and he had to look after her until an ambulance came along. Like, it's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's something that people just don't think about, I think, Tina, that, you know, you don't think. And I've been there, no. I've done it, Nessa said it earlier on as well, is that we just don't consider what might not be a big deal to you or I might be a very big deal to someone else. But to be honest, I'm not surprised to hear about the abuse that your partner gets.
It's really, really bad. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it until I actually heard it myself on the phone. It gets to him as well, because he's just trying to look after people in wheelchairs. You know what I mean?
And do his job.
People with disabilities and people with a pushchair as well.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Tina, really appreciate you coming on Dublin Talks today.
Problem.
Good
Thank
to speak
you
to you. Going to have to leave it there. We're bang out of time, but great to have you on the show today, and thank you so much for contributing to all the discussions.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.